Seventh-day Adventist Benevolent Association. Battle Creek Church members joined the delegates at the General Conference session on Wednesday evening, May 13, and were invited to participate in the deliberations. The subject before them was what we may do for the Lord in the persons of His worthy poor, and in this, not so much to learn what our duty is, as to devise means whereby it may be discharged in a manner acceptable to God. IBID. This was a matter that had been of deep concern to Ellen White for several months, particularly after the distressing experience involving Hannah Moore. As an unmarried missionary in Africa, Hannah had been dropped from her supporting organization when she accepted the Seventh-day Sabbath. She came to Battle Creek to gain the fellowship of those of like faith, but they overlooked her. She was forced by circumstances to join a family she knew, isolated in a northern region and deprived of the company of Seventh-day Adventists, and there she had died. For more on the story, in the case of Sister Hannah Moore, wrote Ellen White, I was shown that the neglect of her was the neglect of Jesus in her person. A little later she noted, Sister Hannah Moore is dead, and died a martyr to the selfishness of a people who profess to be seeking for glory, honor, immortality, and eternal life. Exiled from believers during the past cold winter, this self-sacrificing missionary died because no heart was bountiful enough to receive her. I blame no one. I am not judge. Hannah Moore was not the only one known to the believers to be in need, but her case brought the situation into focus. There was first a General Conference session action, followed by a definitive statement signed by the General Conference Committee, opening with the following words. An association was formed during the session of the General Conference, having for its object the relief of widows and orphans, and of such other persons who may be worthy of assistance. To raise means, it is decided to fix the payment of the sum of $10 as a condition of membership, and besides this, to ask donations from all who approve the object of the society. The Review and Herald, May 26, 1860. 150 persons pledged $10 each, many paid their pledges at once, leading to the declaration that the society is therefore already underway. IBID. Further organization was quickly effected.